Unit 5, page 54. Exercises 2B and 3.
So, Amy, tell us about the National Colour Wheel.
Well, basically, we're asking people to visit our website at www.nationalcolourwheel.co.uk so that they can take part in our National Colour Wheel survey.
What do people have to do to take part?
It's very simple. They just have to look at our colour wheel and choose the colour that represents the way they feel and then choose their favourite colour.
So, what's the purpose of the survey?
Well, we're doing the survey in order to make people think about the importance of colour in their lives and to discover the nation's favourite colour. The thing is, our lives are full of colours, from the colours of the clothes we wear to the colours of our walls at home. But how much do we really know about what those colours mean?
I imagine you'd get different results in different countries. I was reading on your website about how colours mean different things in different cultures.
That's right. These days, we often assume that everyone on the planet is exactly the same. But the way we all relate to colours shows how different we are. For example, in the West, we associate the colour white with peace, while in China, it means death. We associate the colour green with nature and the environment, while in some parts of the world, especially countries with jungles, it means danger.
Although I associate green with Ireland, but that's probably because I'm Irish.
That's another good example. But even though we react to colours in different ways, they have a powerful influence on all of us. We saw this in a similar survey in Manchester. Most of the 20,000 people who took part chose yellow to describe the way they were feeling. Yellow is a happy, sunny colour. However, the city's favourite colour was blue. Curiously, no one chose white or grey as their favourite colour.
Fascinating stuff. Well, good luck with the survey.
Thank you.